You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Good morning. You are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. And let's not forget WTMJ.com because we do convert to a podcast. Is that the right word? I am 60.
Podcast is perfect.
Okay, we're converting to a podcast after this. Well, we are super excited. Today is the day we talked about having one of my two mentors. Today we are going to be talking with Sean Brian Murphy, one of my best friends and mentors, and you know him. You call him Mr. Murphy, which I'm not ever going to call him Mr. Murphy. I'm just going to say that. But you're going to learn, everybody, how important it is to find that mentor in your life. And I mean, a layman's definition, I didn't go look up the definition of a mentor. In my opinion, it is somebody that you connect with. It is somebody who you want to be just like. It is somebody who is better than you at what you want to do. What's your definition?
Yeah, and I think it's somebody that you're almost, when you see that person, you know that there's, like you said, a connection, right? So that they can be, it's someone you can trust and you can be your friend. Because you know how when you spend time with somebody, that first couple minutes, they're a stranger. But then the longer you're with them, how they just look different, that's, I think, you know, that definition. It's somebody that has that first and foremost, and then you see that respect for what they do on a daily basis and you want to be like them, right?
Right. And you know, it has to be somebody, you know, Ross just said the word trust, that you can be vulnerable with. I remember hearing, if you don't want someone to know when you say don't tell anybody that, then you pretty much shouldn't tell because someone's going to tell. And when you are working with somebody that is your mentor, you have to trust and hope that they're, you know, you're vulnerable. You're showing,
correct,
you know, you're going to hear from Sean. I don't even to this day, this is so embarrassing. I'm going to just tell you all, I don't even know how to do Excel. I can now hide a column and I can add a row or a column. Yes, you just heard me say that. So, but you find people.
I feel like that was good growth, though.
I know.
That's really good growth.
But Ross can do fancy things for me and help me, and like pivot tables. I don't even know what they are, but I know they're in Excel.
Correct. Yes. Well, right. It's finding each other's strengths.
Correct.
So that's always been my strength, is technology, numbers, all those. You know, yours has always been connection, building rapport and trust with people. I think one of the things I always learned from you is showing that you can have a personal relationship, you can have a personal relationship with somebody that doesn't have to be rigid. You can care about individuals at work, and that's okay, right? So, like, that's one of your strengths, is how you can connect with people so well. May not be Excel and moving a sheet and hiding a cell, but for me, that was a huge, it was a huge growth.
Right. Oh, my gosh. I have to have that freedom and autonomy and give the teammate, all of our teammates, freedom and autonomy. That wouldn't even work for us, right?
Right. Yep. It's
wouldn't
just what you
work.
Know. Yeah.
It's all I know.
It's all you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, when we come back.
Before you cut out, I think I want to talk about how proud I am of myself this morning, because the first time I beat you in, I was so happy of myself when I pulled up and she's not here. I was like, yes.
Oh, someday we'll be streaming and you'll see my big honking eye roll. I had two traffic delays. All right. We will be coming back with our awesome guest, Sean Murphy. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.
You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.
Welcome back to What's the Difference on WTMJ. I am your host, Gina Della, along with Ross Sabaki. And we have a special guest, a very, very, very good friend of mine named Sean Murphy. We had talked about mentorship last week, and so I had to pull him screaming, kicking, and begging him, would he come on our show, because he is my mentor. And welcome, Sean Murphy.
Well, thanks for having me on, Ross and Gina. I look forward to it. And it wasn't that tough a sell. I just had to make sure Gina worked hard to get what she wants.
He's in sales. He's a laydown. Trust me, it was easy. Well, we have a couple of questions for you. I wanted to first just let everybody know, in all seriousness, Sean is quite, you want to talk about an entrepreneur. He is one of the most successful people I know in my life, and I had the privilege of meeting Sean 11 years ago at Pella yearly winter business meeting, and I was brand new. I didn't know a soul, and I can remember it like yesterday, sitting in the lobby of our hotel, and he was like a movie star because people were lining up to talk to him, and I'm like, okay, I know nobody, and that is the person I need to get to know. So Sean, can you just tell everybody, you know, what do you do, your background, and maybe why, how we met in your memory, from your memory?
Yeah, I'd love to, Gina, and thank you. So as you mentioned, we met 11 years ago, but my Pella career started long before that. So and prior to joining Pella, I did have a competitive Division I athletic background. And to me, that plays a lot into mentoring and team building and some of the things that we'll talk about. But my Pella background started as a salesperson in the field and was fortunate to kind of rise up the ranks and became a sales manager and general manager, president of a few Pella branches, and then ultimately had the opportunity to own a couple of Pella branches. And a huge part of that has been mentorships between you and I, and certainly with many other people that I've worked with and had the fortune to spend time with over the years. The one funny thing that comes to memory is if I'm that high on your radar, then you probably need to keep better friends. But it's been a really great relationship that you and I have had, and kind of funny, you're right, you started in, you knew a tremendous amount about sales, but didn't really understand the Pella system, all of the spreadsheets and things that Pella requires. And you and I kind of latched on to each other and have had a great mutual relationship ever since then. And you've been kind enough to teach sales teams of mine. And certainly I've been kind enough to spend time with you and your husband on those first early late nights trying to figure out, you know, how to fill out Pella spreadsheets that would get you you know, headed in the right direction.
You know, it truly gives people, I hope I give people hope because you think if when you read the job description of being the general manager and overseeing multiple millions of dollars and sales reps are relying on us to put food on their table. I mean, it's a really big responsibility, and you start new in a position like I did, and we didn't have anybody here. We had to start over. We were rebuilding at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And that is where, to me, I want people to realize, don't be afraid. There's people out there who are going to help you. Just do what you want to do. Dream, you know, fulfill your dreams, and you're going to meet the Sean Murphys. Why is it important to you? What about me? I don't even know how to ask this question correctly. What, you're so busy. How did I earn your time?
You know, it was, honestly, we probably laughed quite a bit right off the bat, and your sense of humor and mine, quite honestly, line up pretty well together. So we did a lot of laughing and joking about what we didn't know about each other's strong suits. So as we, you know, kind of figured that out, I think it was really quick. And I've always kind of been taught this by previous mentors is, you know, surround yourself with really smart people and then kind of let them be smart, right? And let them help you as you're trying to figure out whatever the problem is. And you talked about how important, you know, your team is to you. And, you know, my team, I consider an extension of my family. Good leaders and good mentors, quite honestly, take that really serious. You know, the families of the folks who work for me, you do anything for them. And we have countless numbers of examples where people that we consider mentors and friends have gone above and beyond to help people outside of their business relationship, because A, it's the right thing to do, and B, back to this mentorship piece, it just becomes so important, right? When you have people that trust you and look up to you and are looking for help, it was easy to spend the time, and we did. We spent countless hours and lots of laughing trying to figure out, this won't be a surprise to some, but to many of Gina's listeners and quite honestly followers, she's not really good with a spreadsheet, but she's amazing with people and teaching sales techniques and tactics. And quite honestly, she's one of the most genuine people I've met, which is really helped her, you know, go further than most of us thought maybe she could go. No, I'm kidding, of course. We knew she was going to, you know, go be over the moon with how she did. And quite honestly, she leads probably the most successful branch in our Pella system right now. So she really has skyrocketed, and it's been fun to watch, certainly from afar and to be, you know, someone that she's counted on.
Well, we are about to take a commercial break, and we will be back with Sean Murphy. I know Ross has some questions for you, Sean. You are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ.
You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.
Welcome back. We are with my very good friend and mentor, Sean Murphy. And you are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. And I know Ross has some questions, don't you, for Mr. Murphy?
I do. And when you said Mr. Murphy, that's how I saw Sean at first. Almost remind me of a school teacher, right? Mr. Murphy.
Oh, my gosh.
Wise. Just seems really put together. But the more I got to know him, I think it's Sassy Sean.
It's Sassy Sean. You say how smart he is. He is super smart, but he's more sassy, too.
Which I love. Well, yeah, I mean, Sean, I think the one question I had, too, is I stalked you a little bit on LinkedIn after knowing you. And one of the things I was really impressed was I saw how you had wrote, like, your little bio, kind of talking about yourself. And what really captured my attention is how you put, you know, you challenge those around you to inspire and to improve. And I guess my question is, how do you do that? How are you going through and challenging them on a continuous basis to continue to improve?
Yeah, Ross, really, really good question. And hopefully I can give you some insight to that. So I made the comment before, you know, we work really hard to hire smart people. And so often I've seen, whether it be Pella companies or other companies, hire smart people and then really kind of dictate to them what they have to do and be very prescribed and not let them kind of spread their wings. So I really try not to give my team too many answers, right? You try and lead them a little bit. You want them to be in a comfortable environment. I spent 20 years in the West Caldwell Pella distributorship where we had an open door environment. We could walk in and we could ask any question. And what you quickly learned is if you ask the question, you better have a well thought out answer or suggestion because you were going to get challenged on it. And I do that to this day. You know, I try not to tell my team what to do. I try and ask them what to do. And then we course correct as we do it. We try and fail fast. If we're going to make a mistake, let's correct it and then move forward. And with really the goal of continuing to get better and my sports background and, you know, I've coached, I mentioned that I was a track athlete at Rutgers University, and it's important to me to always be achieving, you know, trying to achieve more and do more.
And I love that fail fast. I think that is a great example. And like, you know, like Gina for me, right? Mentor to allow me to fail forward, right? It's okay to fail, and we're going to learn from it. We're going to become better. That's perfect when you're going through to do that.
Yeah.
And I wanted to bring this up because Sean brought this up in a conversation outside here. You know, you're talking about him as a mentor, and because he's such a good person, that made you better. One of the impressive things about him is when Sean, you talked about your mentor, and what I really was taken back by was you had said that he'd been retired for probably 10 years, but you still reach out to him every couple weeks, you still maintain that relationship. And would you mind talking about that a little bit? Because I thought that was pretty moving.
No, I'd love to talk about it. And quite honestly, I get goosebumps when I talk about it because he was so important to me. And, you know, I think it was probably in the first month of being at Pella in West Caldwell, and I had my father-in-law unfortunately passed away, and a couple hours away was the wake, and sure enough, David Sidman and Alan Wexler, Alan being the most important mentor in my life, showed up at a wake that, and they didn't really know me at the time, but it was just the environment we were raised in, is to take care of each other. And you know, I talked to Alan. He's unfortunately been battling, you know, some health issues and doing really, you know, much better now. But his wisdom. He's taught me so much. We joke about it. You know, Gina jokes all the time, and she's the ultimate sales guru. But Alan helped me with math and finance and with so many areas where I was weaker. And then I still consider him probably the smartest salesperson I've ever really had the pleasure of working with. So really just an important person. And it started with family and ultimately, you know, the openness and ability to be able to talk openly and challenge. And I think hopefully he would tell you we both got better because he allowed me to do that. And I latched onto him as early as I could. I think it was when he interviewed me for the first position. He asked where I wanted to be in 5 years, and I told him I wanted to be in his job, and then he let me know that he was the senior vice president of the company. I actually didn't really know what his position was at the time. So it was quite funny. He got a kick out of it, and we both laughed, you know, about it to this day.
So. Oh, that's funny. I think the last thing is, Mike, it's not a question, it's a statement, because I've listened to you guys both talk of, you know, Sean, you said surrounding yourself with people, really smart people. I've heard Eugene is saying, find people that are better than me. I think the key to that, too, it isn't just finding the smarter person, finding the person that's better than you, but it's finding the person that's different than you, right? Because if you have two people that have the same strengths, you're not going to get as far as if you find somebody that has different strengths. You know, like I can see you two partnering that way there. You and I are the same way. We have different strengths, and that's what we make each other better for. So,
yeah.
And have a chemistry.
Yeah, just going to say, and have a chemistry, good word, caring, right? There needs to be a genuine trust in the people you surround yourself with so you can be vulnerable. And again, I've tried to create that with my team as we continue to grow and do more. I'm going to continue to trust them and love them. And, you know, love's not just a word used at home. It can be used in business. And quite honestly, when the people feel that, I feel like I've got a team that'll run through a brick wall for me because of it. So.
Oh, and I love you, Sean Murphy.
I love you as well, Gina.
Oh, well, I cannot thank you enough. I mean, this is one busy guy that has several locations, and it means the world to me that you came on, and you've always been there. Now I'll get emotional. You've always been there. Love you.
Yep. And yeah, you have as well, and I truly appreciate our relationship, and certainly getting to know Ross better and better over the years. I appreciate both you guys and look forward to talking maybe again sometime.
Okay, well, we have to take a quick break. We will be back. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Dell on WTMJ.
You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Dell.
Welcome back. You are listening to What's the Difference with me, Gina Della, and on WTMJ. And now I know the right word. I don't even know what we just said with podcast. We convert to a podcast.
Yes.
Okay. I got. I'm going to keep reminding all of you because it is 6:30 in the morning, and I someday want to know if there's going to be metrics on who's listening to the podcast versus being up at 6:30 in the morning.
I think you're just proud of yourself when you get the WTMJ.com,
LWI.com. I know, I'm getting so...
You're so excited when you get those.
You know, I had posted before we started this several weeks ago to have patience, and I hope you all grow with me or, you know, watch me grow. Oh, good gravy. Listening to the first one, we're maturing, we're getting better.
Exactly. Takes time.
That was a wonderful... two segments with Sean Murphy. What did you get out of that, Ross?
Well, I mean, I think I said it too. I mean, he is very smart. You know, I mean, I've always thought that about Sean. He's put together. He's smart. You can just tell of how he handles himself. He thinks through things. The things that I didn't expect and what I really loved about him is probably the word love. He said that towards the end too, you know, it's his love is not just used in the home. You know, that was one of my growth areas, and to see how he talks about the people he works with, of how it is a family, and that's how he treats them. You know, and I guess when you think of the mentorship, it makes sense of how you two got together. But I want to give you credit on it because you saw him in the room, all these people around him, they all want his attention and time. So you saw that and you wanted to get his attention. You know, you wanted to get to know him. Who is he? But what was impressive is you saw it and then you took the action. Right? Because how many people, they see that. They see someone they want to get to know, but they don't take that step. And if you don't take that step and be vulnerable and try, you can't expect to change your outcome.
Well, and we've talked before, I am truly an introvert. Mm-hmm. It was That's funny you mentioned. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done because I don't know who he is. I don't know who anybody is at this winter business meeting for Pella. And there are hundreds of people there. They're principals owning the Pellas or their VPs. I didn't know who he was. And it is super hard for me. So I sought him out in the evening. There was a cocktail hour. And I'm with John Calowertz, our, you know, owner of Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, who's as quiet as can be. And this is before he's getting to know me. So he's a mouse. And I sought him out that evening at the cocktail hour and introduced myself. And as ridiculous as it sounds, you all listening think I am not shy or I'm so outgoing. It was one of the hardest things I ever did. But I had to make it in this business and I had to find somebody who could help me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And he was the one that you wanted to go through and see if he would be the fit.
He was the fit. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And do you know what else he brought up?
What?
The one of the things that I brought up too, and because we believe this, right, as Pella, is hire the right people, right? That's one of the biggest things. We always call it our culture.
Yes.
You know, we want to protect that culture to make sure it's the right person. No matter if they stay in whatever department, doesn't matter, but they stay with Pella and they help make our whole team grow. So I think that would be a great thing for us to talk about next week.
Perfect.
You like that?
And I can't end without saying when you said love, yes, I love that. We will do that, but I have Perfect. To sneak in. When he said the word love, yeah. I thought about the book, The Love Languages, and then I bought Love Languages for Business last year, and you looked at me like I was a crazy lunatic.
I did.
And now, see? Okay.
I did.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We are What's the Difference on WTMJ. See you next week.